Hi, Tommy. It's a daily talk show, mate.
Were you waiting for me to start?
Yeah, I thought you could. It's episode 71. You're a little bit nervous because you've got... Well, not nervous. You're fucking antsy because you've got a meeting and
I've got a meeting. But I've got some fun stuff to talk about.
Oh, that's good.
So if there's one thing I learned in radio, it's fucking just show up, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that's it.
Once, when I was working in Shepparton, it was probably a couple of weeks into working there, I had a big weekend, and then on the Monday, I was, at the front up, it's at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So I was feeling a bit worse for wear, and then I remember getting some feedback from my mum. Oh, you sounded a bit flat. That's never happening again.
Well, you got some positive feedback from your mum after the Michelle episode.
Yeah, yesterday.
Keep on keeping on, I think is what she said.
Yeah, well, I think Michelle must have said that. So I think she was saying, because remember how we said, is there any final words?
Yeah.
And I think she essentially said, keep them going, keep it up. Great.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyway, so I took that advice from my mum. I wasn't flat anymore. Yeah. I didn't stop drinking though. So
I loved my our chat with Michelle. I want to get her back.
Definitely.
I haven't told her that yet, but she might be listening to this. But if, as she was saying throughout the whole thing, we're just fucking scraping at the surface of all these different topics.
Yeah.
And we got an email from Trevor, which is like, mate, you start talking about transgender, this huge fucking thing. There's so many questions to ask. So,
well, you see, it was quite easy to do 1 hour.
Yeah.
And if we went down rabbit holes,
yeah,
we would be back 4 hours later. But I think that's what I love about long form podcasts or podcasts is that you do have time to elaborate on a conversation. But I think it's like there were some great things you talked about with Michelle, and it's probably worth dedicating 20 minutes to X topic or however long it goes.
But I think that like one of the things that I was thinking that was in my head where it's like reflecting on the Michelle interview specifically, she's got so many interesting bits. Like she was a fucking from driving trucks to having like a Linux system. Like she's got the technical stuff in her life is fucking quirky. If you like that phone, I can't even remember what the operating system's called.
Yeah.
Or the microphone that she's using. And she sent me a link to be able to, help people, communicate through her voice. It's pretty. There were so many topics.
You got to text Sammy Chubb, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. I did enjoy the tech side of it, and I think that was, going into it, I didn't want it to be a. I haven't even spoken to Michelle about this, and I definitely want to, but I didn't want it just to be fucking. We've got a transgender on the podcast because for me, she's actually like. I see all of these fucking interesting, quirky things that she does. I told her that she's a bit of a fucking weird unit like me because she's just fucking like, does things differently and doesn't have, an iPhone, doesn't have all of these things. And I didn't want to just create a podcast that felt like it was leveraging this one thing that makes up Michelle.
Well, if we're playing a short game, that's what you probably do.
Yeah.
But if we're in this for the long haul, so we want people, friends of the show, literally to be on every now and then.
Well,
and
I just
learning,
think,
learning and learning.
Yeah, and it's almost like not comparing, transitioning to fucking your O-bike story, but it's like it's...
But well done.
Yeah, but I think that I sort of see it like that where it's like, just like Michelle is much more than a fucking, someone who's transgender, you're like, I think you'd get over people being like, this is Tommy, the O-bike guy. Mm. I think like, so that was my thoughts behind it. I know that people are asking like, fuck, there's so many questions. Like you didn't fucking deep dive. Mm. And I sort of, the curious side of me, we have so many questions on so many of the topics we covered.
So what I think Michelle would be proud of is that we've brought up feedback from email in today's episode.
Even though it's uncomfortable, because it is like, it's uncomfortable in the sense of...
What, receiving feedback?
Yeah, receiving feedback and thinking like, we could have done a better job at doing that interview. But I think, as you said, it is a long game. We are, and I described it on social media as one of my favorite episodes. And the reason was, it was because, like, it was all of these things. We've got someone like Michelle, who we've never met in person before, and we fucking hooked up this conversation, and we're just, we had an hour conversation with, you know, an online friend that we've never met before. And maybe it was a little bit selfish too. Maybe I was enjoying it as much, you know, through me. And I just hoped that the audience found some sort of joy in that.
My friend Fitzy, he's been on the... He was on one of the very early podcasts. We just called him out of the
blue.
That's
right, yeah.
And he blows up. He blows up about a lot of things.
Yeah.
His mum, so she lives in Bendigo. Fitzy grew up in Bendigo. She's had a pen pal since she was 13, and they still write each other letters. She lives over in the States or in England somewhere. One of those two. Can't remember.
Did you say the States or England?
Yeah, so very different. But I don't know.
Near London? Are they near London?
I think America's near London. No, but she's had a pen pal for 30, 40 years. No,
Have you ever done that before?
Nah. Did I write? Maybe I wrote my friend in jail. That was about
really
pen pal.
That seems like, from a pen pal point of view, I straight away went to sort of jail life. Like, that seems to be common.
Always dabbling on working in Shepparton, because you can. There's a website that allows you to write to people in jail and form a friendship with them.
Yeah.
And so it's like connecting you with people in jail. You can look it up. And we could never do it because it was a bit too fucking edgy for radio. Yeah. We should do it for this.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I have a past friend who I haven't spoken to, you know, in probably 7 years, because he's now in jail for life in the US for murdering his wife.
Oh, you've talked about it on this.
Yeah. But like, fuck, it's a weird thing because, you know, where does forgiveness, where does, you know, am I... Is it? Do you think it's disrespectful to the victims of, say, a violent crime or whatever it is, if you are communicating with someone in jail?
Yes and no, but I don't think it's... It's like humans fuck up. That's a serious one. Yeah. I'm not... If we were to choose who have we got... But it's like they've got nothing.
So do you have a scale then?
You're in jail for life.
Yeah.
Your life's fucking done.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't think just talking to them, we're not trivializing it.
Well, and what do you, I guess, you know, this isn't even talking about whether we do it on the podcast, but just in general, what is it that you do you think you would seek to reach out to someone who's in jail?
I mean, I would like to see where their mind has shifted. I was listening to a podcast yesterday of a guy who was in jail in Cairo for 5 years, solitary confinement. Majid, he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. Majid, I think it is. Anyway, he was saying he was in there with terrorists that had assassinated, I can't remember who it was, someone very famous, so I'm not going to butcher it. But these were terrorists that had assassinated somebody. And they did it because of their religious beliefs, and they have had a full mind shift. So they're not extremists anymore. And so he was saying he learnt all this stuff from these people who had, you know, been one place and completely gone to the other. And so I mean, if this person was just like, oh yeah, I don't give a fuck what I did, it's like, okay. But if someone is like, you know, come to grips with what they've done and is almost sorry for the mistake they've made.
So your filter would be, I only want the apologetic ones.
I want the insightful ones that are actually a bit introspective on their actions.
Yeah. Because there's probably, I also think that there's, I mean, there's no black and white case for any of this type of stuff. But I think also, you know, you've probably got people who are very, you know, emotionally manipulative, maybe, right? That, you know, you talk about pedophiles or things like that, in some cases, being very much that way. So the other thing is maybe I think that I would be concerned that I'm being played.
I think it's also you got to realize the context. We're on a podcast, and if we're doing that, speaking to somebody, it's not like we're just looking for a friend and we're vulnerable people.
Yeah.
I get that though. You could, they could definitely walk all over people. It's like you see gangsters in jail have wives,
yeah,
but they actually didn't meet them before they went into jail. Who was that psychopath? Manson, or was it Charles Manson? Some serial killer ended up, oh, what's his name? Fucking From Making a Murderer. Pretty sure he became...
I didn't watch the whole series.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I only got... I loved The Jinx. Great docu-series.
We're not talking about The Jinx.
No, but Making a Murderer, I was comparing to The Jinx throughout. So I think it was 13 episodes I got through four.
Okay. So he gets in a relationship once he's in there.
Mm.
That's what I'm curious about. Those people who do reach out looking for some
sort
of...
Yeah, like you've got to be... I feel like you're a little bit tweaked... If you're like, what are you seeking? For me, and maybe this is incorrect, but there feels like there's an emotional deficiency or something in being attracted to people who maybe that's a harsh phrase, but people who are drawn to people who can't fucking spend time.
I mean, it's quite easy to judge somebody. I think most people would judge somebody that is doing that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think maybe it is a certain type of person. I don't know. I would like to speak to one of those people. And yeah.
So I think it's coming from... I think that for this podcast, we want to dig deep into things. And I guess I'm trying to create the anti-clickbait. And I think that but still delve into really interesting topics.
Mm.
And so that's representing people as people first rather than maybe the thing. So questioning my own, assumptions around that would be, around these jail people. And I think that what I'm not sure on is if I was a victim of fucking rape or whatever it was, how I would feel if... the perpetrator who's in jail was getting any form of communication from people or emotional sustenance from the outside.
That is they're a human that fucked up. And I've had mates that have fucked up and been to jail and have spent a long time in there.
Yeah.
And, I saw a guy recently that I knew. He walked past me and he was so big, like had put on so much weight, and he was looking at me, and then I fucking looked up and I was like, oh, hey, bro. Fuck, I haven't seen this guy in 10 years. He went to jail for about 8 years.
Yeah.
He was on ice and he ran over an old guy, killed him. Seriously. Fuck's that? And got locked up for I think 7 or 8 years, and I haven't seen him in a long time. And we used to hang out when we were young. And yeah.
What did that do to him emotionally? Fuck you up.
I didn't really speak to him after that. He was pretty down a pretty dark hole.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, does he deserve to be pushed into the corner of society because
I guess my
fuck up,
but
massive fuck up?
So I 100% agree. The one thing that I wonder is that being the connection point between starting a new friendship or relationship is I'm going to a site and connecting with only people who have done this thing versus like what about their older friends? What about like I have no idea about this stuff. I'm just questioning, trying to be empathetic to I don't think the death penalty should be a thing. I don't think we should be doing that.
But I think you would if someone murdered Brie.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But I think
everything in life, if you were to think too hard about it,
Is it our responsibility though to actually think? Because I think that so you're saying if you think too hard, you might not do it because you'll feel this way, but maybe that's the inner being that we need to get to, and that's our true self.
So
who's our true self?
Then honestly, I think it would be fine. I think contacting someone for what we're doing I'm willing to take that risk, and maybe you're not.
Yeah.
It's like no, another discussion. But I the don't thing really is,
care. I don't like.
But maybe I might learn once we do it. I might learn, and at this point, I don't. And everyone has their opinion on it, right?
And is it how much?
Going, who gives a fuck? Contact them.
Yeah, and I guess like part of it too is it's like, is the first conversation like, why are you in jail?
Mm.
Like, is that the approach?
Like that. This is life. We can't escape these things.
Mm.
And I'm a curious guy.
Yeah. No, well, I'm curious too. I think that it's the, it's not wanting to turn the wrong way or do something. But I think it's fascinating, and we should definitely give it a go.
Approach is everything.
Yeah.
And so how are you doing it? We're not laughing. Like, that's another thing.
Or intentions as well, right? Like, if I think that the one thing that we do get on this podcast is the opportunity to communicate our intentions.
Yeah.
Talking about letters and stuff, I got a Facebook post on my wall on Sunday.
I think it did you tag me in
that? Yeah, I did tag you in it. From Ian Nottage, who was my grade 6 teacher, who I did the PowerPoint presentation for, who bought me Maccas.
Oh, yeah, said, yeah. Kept you until 11 p.m.
Yeah. He said, look what I just found. I think it was 9. Look what I just found. Look what I just found going through a box of my keepsake items. And it's like, dear Mr. Not. So it's in my handwriting.
So it's a letter you sent to him.
Yeah. It's a Christmas card.
Fuck, nostalgia. Dear Mr.
Nostalgia alert. Dear Mr. Nottage, I have loved being in your class. We've had great fun, and then I've crossed out fun and written NUF and the NUF. And the reason we did that is because I did that was because on the very first class that we had with him, he said, we don't have fun in this class. Never say the word fun. We call it NUF. And it's like our way of like getting around it.
That's cool.
So I crossed out fun and said, "Nuff this year. You are a great teacher and I'll never forget you." From Josh. And then I said, "I hope we stay in contact. Email jansen.rljjj@bigpond.com. This is in, and that, so that would have been fucking 2000 or something. And someone commented underneath being like, you had an email address back then. And I actually remember in like 1997 when one of my teachers left primary school and I kept in contact via email.
That's funny.
Pen pals are a fucking interesting area.
Yeah, they're cool. Well, they're less and less probably being done now because it doesn't feel as thoughtful just shooting a fucking facey message.
Yeah.
Or like just a quick email. It's, you know, handwriting something. And that's why I brought up Fitzy's mum, because he was like always wanting to somehow like surprise her, fly her mum over to visit her, or like bring her out to meet for the first time, like this 50-year pen pal. He was trying to approach the project, I think.
It's all for content.
All for content, yeah. Or, I mean, he just wanted a free trip
exactly.
for his mum.
He's fucking looking at Ryan John and being like, whoa.
So you know how I troll you a lot?
Yes.
And trolling doesn't mean abuse. Trolling could be as something as tagging you in a sponsored post that I'd been pushed and writing, let the retargeting begin.
So basically what Tommy's referring to is when you know, when you interact on an advertisement that's been created by, might be a fucking life coach or something, me being put into that fucking comments will then fucking set the algorithm off, and then I'm going to get a bunch of
and I also like their page, so it's always friends of this person who's interacted with these posts.
What have you done?
I've just been, it's backfiring on me, because within the last 2-3 days, so many sponsored pushes to my account in Instagram. Fucking crazy, dude. I had this one guy, and I actually think half of them are jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're like parodies,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not being mean to them. I'm just like, it's their approach. It literally, because there's been dudes parodying
people. And so you're talking about a specific type of marketing, which is the first person talking at you, trying to fucking sell their lifestyle or their thing. What are you finding? What sort of people?
So I had this one. His name was Nick, and the caption says, "A good lawyer is one who can wake up in the morning, put on the advocate's robe, and walk into court to advocate on the client's behalf."
Woof,
I enjoy it. In fact, I love it. Look at the photo of him.
Oh, fucking hell. It looks like he's about 19, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And then I went
on. He looks like he's going to court for some sort of drug charge. Not
this is my favorite. I had this video pushed to me and I looked at the person's username. The person's username is Dumped Wife's Revenge.
Dumped Wife's Revenge? What
dumped
does that mean?
Dumped Wife's Revenge.
Okay, so this is a lady who's being dumped.
Yes, by her hubby.
Yeah.
Her name's Deanne Lawrence. Dumped for the younger woman. My revenge. Be fabulous and look fabulous. I want to inspire women around the world to always be their fabulous best.
Right.
It is crazy. It feels like a parody when you're on it.
Yeah.
Hats off to her. She's putting her fucking best foot forward, giving it a crack.
This is the new haircut. You know, when people would get have a breakup, you would get a fucking crazy haircut. Now you start an Instagram page and put some ad money behind it.
But my thinking is, why am I getting targeted to? What the fuck am I going to do with Dumped for the Younger Woman's page? Like, it's got nothing to do with me. What are the lawyers? Like, I think there is. And so two of the things. I fucked myself here. It's backfired on me. But also, two, they've got it wrong. Or as in Instagram, they've just opened this thing up. They're just making so much money from people targeting random people like me. Why would I need that?
Well, I think that what you've done is you've fucked the algorithm. Because you've engaged with heaps of stuff that you wouldn't normally, which you are not engaging with in a positive way, but you're like thinking it's funny. And unfortunately, I don't think Facebook or Instagram have the ability to know the difference between good engagement, bad engagement. In saying that, there is all this sort of sentiment analysis which is starting to happen, where it's like, okay, is this a positive comment? Is this a bad comment? And the, you know, telcos of the world, like Telstra, are using that data to say, what do people think of us?
Yeah.
So looking at, you know, the language people use.
Mm.
But the target, would you pay a fee? You know, Michelle was talking yesterday about if she pays for a service, she's less... she expects more, right? So if you pay for it, you're not going to be as fucked over. So you pay for your Vimeo, there's a course of action if something happens. You're essentially a customer. Would you pay a fee to Instagram or Facebook to not receive ads?
Nah.
Okay. Why?
I don't think I think for one, I actually enjoy seeing what's going on in the world.
We're in that business in some regards.
Yeah. So it's like it turns into a piece of content for me.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see how other people are approaching things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm a tight ass. I don't want to fucking, you know me, I'm the opposite of a subscription.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
pay for
it. So I love
YouTube
Red. That gives me, you know, ad-free type of stuff and I can... I can play videos without it being on the screen, so I can just listen to the audio.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit of a fucking...
You love dropping
a bit of coin. I love a good subscription. You know, I'm busting to piss.
Are
it's
you?
Been 24 minutes. Do we finish it up here because you've got shit to do?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a daily talk show, everyone.
Just a little while. Well, yesterday we did an hour, so...
Yeah, and the other consideration is...
Josh is balls
I'm busting.
It.
No, I've been trying to stay hydrated. I'm on this fucking... I've been... Every morning, I was listening to that Aubrey, dude...
8 ounces of water in the morning?
Fuck. It's killing me.
Drinking 8 ounces?
Yeah, I'm drinking heaps of water and then I'm having coffee after it.
Yeah.
And because it's a diuretic, I'm just fucking busting. So, and it just fucking hits me. It's going to be so annoying when we're in Europe because they all fucking charge
Are you going to keep it up? Because have you been doing your writing? That's what everyone wants to know. Have you been writing?
Yeah, I haven't opened it in the last couple of days.
Okay.
But beyond that. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Send us an email. You know, maybe we can become pen pals. hi@thedailytalkshow.com and you can send
but
us...
if you've done anything untoward, we don't fucking want to...
Yeah, if you're in jail.
Back your shit.
Also... the PO Box as well for physical mail. PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067. Have a good one, everyone.